The We Are Water Traveling Exhibit is currently at the Blue Earth County Historical Society in Mankato between now and March 5th. The exhibit is coordinated by the Minnesota Humanities Center and the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. It aims to share the many ways that water has shaped the lives of Minnesotans through stories told by Minnesotans. The statewide themes are just one part of the exhibit, however. There are also many region-specific themes, depending on where it's being hosted. Shelley Harrison, the curator and archivist for the Blue Earth County Historical Society, details what went into sharing the region-specific themes of the Mankato exhibit.
What we tried to do here at the Historical Society and with our partners with the Water Resource Center and with the Lesore Watershed Network was basically come up with local stories to tell and emphasize. The exhibit itself really does try and tell as many different stories from the indigenous people of our area to better and industrial versus people that would be more traditional environmental causes. Whose stories are we telling about the water? And that everybody's story counts. So even if it's just your favorite memory from fishing in Rapidan Dam, that's important and needs to be told.
Prior to the kickoff of the We Are Water Minnesota Traveling Exhibit, the Minnesota Humanities Center hosted a training session for all of the host sites to explain the idea of absent narratives and to challenge all of the host sites to think about how to reach a broad network of people to make sure that each exhibit includes stories from a diverse range of people within the community. Absent narratives are stories, narratives, and or histories that have been either consciously or unconsciously marginalized, overshadowed, or excluded from the dominant and or predominant cultures. In creating the Mankato exhibit, curators asked their partners about who in the community would be good to interview that would represent a diverse group of perspectives using the absent narratives framework. The stories and issues that emerged from it were much richer as a result of using this framework. The curators were challenged to think conscientiously about those absent narratives, and it also helped them expand their network of partners that they were hoping to work with moving forward. Some of the partners that the exhibit worked with deal with environmental issues in the region. Many of our region's lakes and rivers face challenges that directly impact us, and the exhibit goes into detail on those challenges. Kimberly Musser is the Associate Director of the Minnesota State Mankato Water Resource Center. She explains who and what the exhibit details.
The exhibit does a really nice job describing some of the challenges that we have trying to improve area water bodies, some of the flashiness of our river systems today, and the need to store more water back on the landscape. As the water has more time to seep into the land rather than rushing off very quickly into area rivers and lakes, that will help to reduce the amount of pollution that these rivers are carrying, and it will also help to stop these really big flashy flows that erode the riverbanks and create flooding problems downstream. The themes that also emerged are these landscape stewards that have been profiled as part of the exhibit, who have treated the water that flows off their landscape in such a way that it is in good quality when it leaves their property.
When thinking about the water, another important topic comes up that's been on the forefront of almost all of our minds in the past year: public health. Harrison explains how the exhibit has many different elements that emphasize public health.
This is a traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian, so it is jam-packed with lots of information and lots of artifacts and things to look at. Now, of course, in the days of COVID, everything has to be wiped down, and, you know, there are other ways to get the information, like QR codes. One of the partners was the Minnesota Department of Health, and so they actually have a section in the exhibit talking about lead pipes in the water and the mercury content of fishing, and so you can relate that back to what are we fishing out of the Rapidan Dam, or what are our interior structures, plumbing structures of our houses like. For Mankato, it has just recently been done with all of the aquifers and things about our well water and what is made up of our drinking water and what we would like not to be in our water.
Musser and Harrison hope that the exhibit will have an impact on people and connect to them, and they hope to further that with two award programs that have been set up in affiliation with the exhibit.
One is a Water Creativity Award for youth, so students K-12 or college students that want to share a water story can do so, and there's lots of details on the website related to that. So the idea is to have students explain or express in any diverse array of artistic means what area water bodies mean to them. And the other award program is the Water Storage Trailblazer Award. And so the goal for this award is to lift people that are stewards of their lands and are doing a great job to store more water on their property or within their communities. So we are excited to hear more stories and connect with people all across our region who are already doing this. And so we can lift these stories up as examples for others to follow.
And I think this is a way we connect with the community long after the exhibit is here. We're excited to share this information with the exhibit, but we want to make sure that the themes that are in the exhibit about how we want to care and take care and share our love of water here will continue.
The We Are Water Traveling Exhibit is at the Blue Earth County Historical Society from now until March 5th and is free of charge. The exhibit is open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and only by scheduling an appointment. To schedule an appointment or to learn more about the exhibit, including how to share your own water story, visit the We Are Water MN Facebook page. For the Southern Minnesota News Project, I'm Jonathan Field.